Now, before we go on to chapter two, which gets involved in reading a melody line, actually on staff paper, let's just take a break and play together, enjoy some of the sounds from the notes we've just learned how to name. Place your right hand thumb on middle C, your third finger on E, and your fifth finger, your pinky, on G. That is the C chord. Chords are named by their bottom note or the lowest sounding tone, and that's called root position. What I'd like for you to do with me right now is let's just travel up on white notes with that same hand position until we get to the next available C. Your hand should have the shape of maybe your hand being in a baseball mitt. You should have rounded fingers playing on the tips of your fingers and just a relaxed shape. Play the C chord. With that same shape, just move your hand up where your right hand thumb is now on D, third finger is now on F, and your pinky's on A, and play that chord. What is the name? Well, it's some triad that starts with a D. We don't know what quality, but at least we know it's a D chord. Move your thumb up to the next available white note, E, E, G, B. Notice that our hand position is a white note. We skip a white note, then our third finger plays a white note, skip a white note, and then our pinky plays a white note. So two and four, fingers two and four never play. That was E. Move next door, up one to F. Next door, up one to G. Next door to A. Next door to B. And finally, we're back up to C. Now, listen to the sound we just created. Wow, that's sure prettier than just hearing a scale. If we only played the bottom notes of each one, it would have just been a scale. So the world of chords is much more coloristic and a lot more fun.